pride will inevitably wreak havoc on one's life. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 315. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. I'm glad you're with me today. My name is Steve Webb. Today we're going to read Psalms 131 through 133. And today I do have some comments after our reading. As I record this, Leanne is at the doctor's office for her back, so hopefully she'll be on the mend very soon. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and the way you teach us as the Holy Spirit brings it to bear in our lives. Help us to apply it today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 131. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Psalms chapter 132. Remember, O Lord, in David's favor, all the hardships he endured, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the Mighty One of Jacob, I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and go to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. The Lord swore to David a sure oath from which he will not turn back. One of the sons of your body I will set on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their sons also forever shall sit on your throne. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Her priests I will clothe with salvation, and her saints will shout for joy. There I will make a horn to sprout for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but on him his crown will shine. Psalms chapter 133. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Well, today we had three more songs of ascent, which are songs that were sung as faithful Jews were going up to Jerusalem as they were going to the temple for the three annual festivals of the Jewish calendar. Psalm 131 is David's song in which he declares that pride has no place in his heart. It's a very short song, and Charles Spurgeon had this to say about it. It is one of the shortest psalms to read, but one of the longest to learn. It speaks of a young child, but it contains the experience of a man in Christ. Beloved, for someone with as many accomplishments as David had, it can be very difficult not to harbor pride or arrogance, don't you think? We know from Scripture that David had at least one bout with pride when he got into trouble with Bathsheba. To be sure, lust was a big part of his sin, but pride was at the root of his fall. He thought that he could get away with his sin with Bathsheba and the subsequent sin of the murder of her husband. But the cascading consequences of the first sin reverberated in his life for many years. David learned the hard way that pride will inevitably wreak havoc on one's life, and in this psalm he says that he has learned that it is much better to be content with God and the blessings he brings to a contrite heart. Oh, beloved, would that we would learn this lesson early in life instead of spending wasted years in pursuit of glory, riches, and power. A heart in pursuit of a vital, dynamic, deep relationship with God
will always result in a life infinitely more fulfilled. It will be a life that leaves an eternal legacy. But even if we learn the lesson later in life, as David did, we know from this psalm that our heart can find peace with God despite earlier failures. Coming to Christ, admitting that we need the forgiveness that only He can bring, is but the first step in laying down our pride. From that point on, He begins the work of making us a new person, the person He created us to be. I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow will be Ecclesiastes 7 and 8. And until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb, humbly your servant. Bye.